subdivision 2022-16 Armada.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2023-16 for Armada based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a cluster subdivision on land zoned AR1 located within the low-density area of the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Two, the subdivision will have no more than 67 lots on 47.07 acres of land, resulting in a gross density of 1.42 lots per acre, which is much less than is permitted in the AR1 zone. All lots will be at least 7,500 square feet in size. Three, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, approximately 70% of the site will remain in open space. Within this open space, there will be extensive tree preservation with approximately 15 acres of existing woodlands preserved. This represents 56% of the existing woods. Six, the subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. Seven, the subdivision provides for a total environment and design which are superior to a standard subdivision, including a substantial amount of open space with forest preservation and buffers. It also complies with the design requirements and review procedures for an AR1 cluster subdivision. It is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of section 115-25 of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. For example, the site improvements avoid the wetland areas with no residential lot closer than 150 feet to any wetland. Eight, the subdivision is consistent with the character and trend of the residential development in the area and with the conditions imposed by the preliminary approval. It will not adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties. Nine, the subdivision meets the purpose and zone of the zoning and subdivision codes and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Ten, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 67 lots within the subdivision. B, there shall be a homeowners association responsible for maintenance of the streets, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 70% of the site shall remain as open space. This shall include at least 15 acres of the existing forest area. The final site plan shall depict all forested areas that will be preserved. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. E, there shall be a forested and or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to the land of the owner of other ownership in accordance with section 99-5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior of the development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance roadway improvement requirements. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the subdivision shall be served by artesian water resources for its central wastewater system and for drinking water fire protection. J, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets. K, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. L, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district for a bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. M, there shall be on-site recreational amenities, including a playground, pavilion, and walking trail. These amenities shall be completed and open to use prior to the issuance of the 34th residential building permit. And the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas, and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. O, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. P, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, I second that motion.
There we go. It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2022-16 Armada for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, are you prepared to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
So I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2022-21, lands of Elizabeth L. Short and Dewey V. Griffith, Jr.
Something wrong. That's me.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-21 for the lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith, Jr., based upon the record and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone AR, which permits low density single family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of four lots on 10.968 acres of land is significantly less than allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, this small subdivision satisfies the criteria set forth in section 99-9C in the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Seven, given the relatively small size of the subdivision at four lots, with the smallest lot being 1 acre in size, it is appropriate to grant a waiver from the topographical grading and buffer requirements of the Subdivision Code. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than four lots within the subdivision. B, if required, stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. D, there shall be a shared maintenance agreement established for the common maintenance of the roads providing access to these lots. The shared maintenance agreement shall be included in the final site plan or recorded as a separate document in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds. E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2022-21. Lands of Elizabeth L. Sharp and Dewey V. Griffith, Jr. for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2362, Delaware Sitescapes LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 2362 for Delaware Sitescape LLC for an HVAC business on land zone AR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is zoned AR1. It is in a location where other small business conditional use exists. In addition, a portion of the property is covered by a utility easement for above ground electrical transmission lines. These circumstances make this property an appropriate location for a small HVAC business and not residential use. Two, the property is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small business uses like this one are appropriate within this area according to the plan. Three, DelDOT has stated the traffic generated by this use will be diminutive. Four, the proposed use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the project shall be used for an HVAC business. B, there shall be no retail sales occurring on the property. C, all lighting on this site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, any dumpsters on site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be drawn on the final site plan. E, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements for the entrances and roadway improvements. F, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. G, the final site plan is subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2362, Delaware Sitescapes LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is a change of zone, number 1976.